Welcome to Snap Radio. My name is Allison, and I love social media, particularly Snapchat, where we can get to see the unvarnished stories about the lives of people all around the world as they unfold. In the background, you're listening to the Red Sox as they get ready for a game and show their pregame relationship with the fans, the field and photo opportunities, and you can see the players hugging the fans and doing the autograph thing and posing. It's a really cool way to see how the Red Sox are part of the community. And I think this is a great way to use Snapchat. As I look at this story, I'm seeing these fans who are just so happy. And you can tell that these are big, huge supporters of the team. So we get to feel like we're behind the scenes as well and, you know, take part in this meet and greet. After this story, after they do the meet and greet, they show the Red Sox getting ready for their game, and we get to see even the post-game stuff where they're leaving the stadium and going back to their real life. I have to hand it to the Red Sox, whoever does their social media, did a really great job with this Snapchat story. I think that if all teams had stories like this, and you know, a lot of local businesses as well, it would help to build a community feeling amongst the businesses, these teams, and the people who support them. I can't get to games, and I'm not really that big of a baseball fan, but watching this really gave me the feels, you know? It made me feel like the Red Sox are personable and friendly and approachable, and I really, really appreciated that. So again, kudos to the Red Sox social media team. Kudos to the Red Sox. Your Snapchat story makes you all look great. That's my story of the day. So I noticed that Snap has been fooling around with features, moving things around here and there, tweaking stuff, making them go away and then bringing them back in a little bit of a different way. The thing that I noticed today, and this is on my iPhone, I noticed that I can no longer swipe down to lock my phone in the recording or lock my app in the recording position. And that happened a little while ago, probably a couple of weeks now. But for some reason today, I don't know if this ability suddenly appeared today or if I just accidentally found it, which is pretty much the way I find out anything on Snapchat, because there's no big announcement saying, hey, guess what? Slide your finger to the left and you can lock your screen again, because that's what I found today. So if I want to record and I want to lock the screen, and some of you may want to try this, I don't know if it's going to be true for Android or if it's rolled out to everybody. Maybe some of you have it to the right, maybe some of you have it to the bottom, and some of you have it on top. Snap is, you know, trying new things and seeing what works and what doesn't work. So mine is to the left. If you guys try it, let me know where you find it or whether you even have it back again. I have an iPad, and I'm using Snapchat on that, but Snapchat is not made for the iPad, so not that great of experience, even though I do like the bigger screen. I love seeing the snaps, especially of landscapes and sunrises and sunsets, you know, on this bigger screen, but I'm going to try recording and seeing how it looks. Oh, I may have mentioned this on my last broadcast that I've noticed that discovery is a lot better. So it seems like every time I get on Snap, there are new people trying to connect with me. So here I am. There are three people that I'm adding right now. Most of them are finding me by my username. So I'm guessing that they're catching me because we're using the at tag system now and not always that Snap code that you had to go through, you know, hoops to add your, in order to add your friends to your list. So that's what my thinking is. But anyway, back to recording. On my iPad, when I swipe to the right, I do see that I can lock it on there also. So I guess this is, I won't say universal, obviously, but it's, this is the first time I've seen this, I've seen an ability on both of my devices at the same time. What else has Snap changed? I noticed when I logged on today that they had a little smiley face icon on the black screen that urged me to add my friends for my contacts. And I've seen that before, but I haven't seen it beckon to me in this way. Obviously, Snap is trying to get more people to use the app. And of course, if you've got friends that haven't joined yet, maybe they might want to join. For me, I prefer not to use Snapchat to broadcast the same stuff to people I know in real life as I do to people that I've met through the app. There's just something about meeting people from far away and getting to know them and seeing how they live and not having that baggage from my history to influence what they think of me. I like that. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't mind having Snapchat instead of Facebook for all the people that I know on Facebook. However, I would definitely have different content for both groups. So that remains to be seen if I start adding people to my Snapchat who I knew from real life. What other changes have I seen? I'll look at the iPad version. Some of you have the tabs. My tabs in my friends list says add, groups, stories, and chat. The add one is new. So when I click on add, I can add contacts and I can add snap codes. I like that. It's easier, I think. There's a person on here who added me by username. So I'm going to add him. And let's see, groups. Oh, look, I received a group message from Blake. Okay. That's cool. Stories, I'm looking at all the stories that have been posted recently, and that hasn't changed. And then there's the chat list, which is all the people who have said something to me. And there's Cammy with CNT News. If you haven't seen CNT News, you have got to check it out. It's bizarre. It's Kami Sutra. And then, of course, if you swipe to the right of your camera, you will see all the Discover subscriptions. And I like the way they've divided this, where you now have an All tab and a Subscriptions tab. So when I look at the All tab, I can see all the things that I have not subscribed to but may enjoy seeing once in a while. They're featuring several stories about the royal wedding, you know, just all sorts of things. Your friends who you don't see too much. And then the subscription side, like I said, those are the people that you are following but don't interact with very much. On my iPhone, I also have another feature on the Discover side, and that is the stories across the top. So much like Facebook has the circles now across the top so people can create 24-hour, you know, disappearing stories. Snap has now lined up all of those stories as if they were magazine covers, and I think it's really cool. So it makes it much easier to scroll through all your friends. So those are your friends' stories. And they moved it to the Discover side because people were complaining. They wanted it back there. You know, it's neither here nor there for me. It works. So I guess it's another way also of going back to the Discover page, which should make publishers happier. Snap News. I love the social side of Snapchat. That's why I'm on the app. But I really like the Discover side also. I like that I can find users that I might not have watched before. And I do like some of the offerings as far as the publishers go. I was really excited to hear that Now This, which is the news magazine, and Snapchat are teaming to launch something called Now Breaking. It's going to be a live streaming media magazine that's going to air globally, air, so to speak, and will provide news updates in real time, along with information associated with the event that's being reported. Here's a quote. Our partners at Snapchat uniquely understand how a mobile-first audience consumes content. We're excited to bring our reporting expertise and editorial context to Snapchat to provide its community with up-to-date and relevant content when it matters most, said Tina Exarchos, Chief Content Officer of Now This. So that's really exciting to me. I go to Snapchat when I wanted to see the, I guess, the personal side of big news events. I want to see from the participants and the viewers and the people who are there, I want to see from their perspective what that event means, what they're seeing, what they think about it, how it affects them. And so a live streaming show on Snapchat, I would think, would try to take advantage of that aspect of Snapchat. I'm hoping that they do, at least. I think that now this show does cater to a younger crowd. You can kind of tell by the way the news is delivered, the style that's used, the fast-paced quick breaks to video, and the little funny sketches, the casual clothing. The anchors are approachable, they're good-looking, they're young. So it's obvious that they do have a target audience. However, hopefully Snap, as it understands that it's got a wider range of ages using the app, maybe they will, maybe the Now This team will have the app, I guess, develop in maturity a little bit. But, you know, it's not awful the way it is. It still gives good news content, and I like how they... How they deliver the news. So it'll be interesting to see what the streaming news looks like. I imagine that I'd be able to open the app at any time, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it'll be on, just streaming all day with all these different stories. And I wonder how they're going to do it. I'm looking forward to it. Well, it's a short one today for Snap Radio. Thank you for listening. If you learned anything new today, I'm glad. If you have some information that you think would be interesting to Snapchat users, feel free to call it in if you're on Anchor, or tweet me at snapdays_bot. You can also email me. I have a couple of addresses today. I'll give out Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at worldharmonyproject.com. worldharmonyproject.com. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.